So today, basically, we've been talking about Inyanei Psik Resha. And of course, we're usually taught to train that whenever we're taught to think that whenever something is definitely going to happen, of course, that's what the definition of Psik Resha. You binge him as Kavim, you chain him as Kavim, or there are Shimon Psik Resha Velo Yamas. So now we're going to begin to talk about some cases which certainly appear to be a Psik Resha in as much as they're vadai going to happen. Yet, they're going to be, for some reason, they're not going to be treated as a Psik Resha. And based on those cases, we're going to try to see if they apply to any of our any cases that we talk about regularly in terms of walking the streets and lights going on, etc. Would one still consider those to be a Psik Resha? Maybe looking in the direction, maybe could one possibly find certain kulas based on the following Marmakomas, which we'll begin right now. First source really is in the Daf Harif, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Ran cites through the Rashba. It's two lines after it gets wide. In the Sugya of Tzeda, trapping. HaRashba Kosa B'Lashon Hazeh. If we Rishalmi Niret, Shehitiru Linol B'Tchila Besov, that it's permissible to close the door in one's home, velishmar beso, and to protect one's home, utzvi shebisocho, even though there is a deer inside his house, and apparently by doing so one would also be trapping that deer, bekivan shutzarech lishmar beso, since he needs to have his house closed to protect it. Even though, of course, automatically the deer is going to be caught and trapped with it, still it's mutter. Uvelvad shelo yiskaven lishmar es hatzvi bilvad. Unbelievable word. That as long as your only purpose, your only intention is to trap the tzvi. It sounds like what he's saying is remarkable. Chiddush al gabei chiddush. First of all, point number one is he's permitting this seemingly to close your house, even though you know it's there, even you know the deer is there. And that should be, even if you have no intention at all for the tzvi, it should be also, it should be a psik resha. They're probably going to be capturing the deer, point number one. Beyond that, the Rashba throws on an unbelievable other chiddush, that the only time it's going to be a problem is if the only intention that I have to catch the deer, as long as I have the intention to close the door of my house, just simply to close my house to protect my valuables, then it's still going to be mutter, even though I have kavana secondarily to catch the deer. Truth is, I said secondarily, and he doesn't even spell that out. The vilvad is, you have to limit it somewhat, it has to make some sense. He doesn't even say secondarily. And the Rashba, he claims he gets this from a Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi say exactly? Talking guys, see on Yerushalmi. On Lamed Ches Amud Aleph B'Dapi Harif. Dachi Garcina Birushalmi, Rav Yossi Barbun b'shem Rav Chanina, Hayotzvi Yotz Kedarko, Veniskavim Lino Ba'ado V'Noal Ba'ado V'Ad HaTzvi Mutter. Again, the case is if the Tzvi is running through your house, Right? Tzvi is running through your house, and you close it, and you close the door. Ba'ado uva'ad ha'tzvi. For you're closing, number one, ba'ado for himself to close the house, and secondly, and also for the sake of the tzvi. Mutter, the Yerushalmi says. Similarly, ra'a tinok miv'abeya benar. Never can see a tinok drowning. V'nizkavin lahalos, so lahalos nechtila shaldogim imo. And you have in mind to bring him up, to save him, and at the same time to bring up a school of fish. Mutter. Similarly, Rav Yossi bar Rebbe, Rav Bun, b'shem Avuno, ha'yemefakeach begal. He was digging out a mound, v'nizkavein lehaloso, and again, he's trying to Nebuch get someone out, just bikuach nefesh. And also, lehalos rosh el zehuvim imon, he's also digging gold, digging for gold. And the Yerushalmi says, mutter. Ufize hod amar nizkavein lino ba'ado. Lo ba'ado bilvad dafka kamar. The Yerushalmi seems to be saying, even though my intention is not only for himself, or for the pikuach nefesh, to close his house. El im is kavein linol af ba'ado ka'amar. As long as you also have in mind to close it for yourself, to close the door, simply you want to protect your home. The lomar she'eno tzorich linol ba'ado. Mutter, listen to this. Even though you also have in mind to catch that deer, a pella. It's a pella. Right? So this is going to be something we have to start trying to explain. What in the world is he talking about? How is this going to work? How can we utvarav tamuim zak deran? We have two imbeinai harbe. Ech efshir shafilu b'miskavein lino ba'ado v'ad hatzviyeh mutter. V'chim ipnei shu tzorech lino beisol natir lo lasos malacha b'shabes. I mean, just because, you know, I have to close my head. Since you can close your door, you could also, you know, build a house at the same time. Okay, so obviously we're going to have to qualify this in some way, shape, or form. But the Ran sees this Heter to be absurd. The Ran thinks it's impossible. He asked Karp Lanzo, what do you mean? It would be the equivalent of the low ode. He goes further. Shani Omer, Shafilu, Einam is Kavim, Lino, Bad Hatzvi, Kol Shehu Yodua, Shatzvi Bisocho. Right? Beyond the fact that even forgetting about him being miskaven for the tzvi, just simply having miskaven for the door. If you know the tzvi is inside of it, it should be psikresha. I know that I'm reading Makula Mesichta, the Moder of Shimon, psikresha v'lo yomus. What do you do with the Yishalmi? The Yishalmi Taka does seem to say what the Rashba is saying. He reinterprets the Yishalmi. It means simply all I'm doing is trying to close my house. That's all I did, I closed my house. And then you realize, you realize at the same time you also caught a deer. Mutter. So that was the language which made the Rashba go in the direction he was going. Mutter means, is usually looking in foresight. Mutter is looking before you start. It's permissible means that I'm allowed to do this. So it means I'm allowed to do this even though I know what's going to be there. But the Ran explains the Mutter in a very different way. Kolomar she'eno mechuyov she'yiftach es beiso. But the Chiddush is, the Mutter is, it's Mutter to hold on to it. To hold on to the deer after I already closed the door, beheter, not knowing that it was there. which Derech Agav is an aside that needs to be thought about. Why in the world would I think that would be us to hold on to? Well, make it tasty. It was I did something. We had to, and then Derech Agav, something ended up being there. Shalom b'miskaven. I guess maybe being nenem melech Shabbos Shalom b'miskaven, something like that. Maybe the bar would be that. Okay, but certainly the Radish is trying to mostly read the Pshuto, but he can't be sold. He can't believe what the Yerushalmi seems to be saying, and certainly not as far as the Rash was going with it. The Samchu Lizet Tino Mivabeya Benarm Vakeach Begal, the Lo Shomos Mamish Ben Yonam, the Fish of Inyan Bikuach Nefesh, Afilu Miskavin Lachos Rishos, Im Osam Lachos Bikuach Nefesh Mutter. There, in those two cases, the last two, Bikuach Nefesh, then we allow you even to have the secondary kavana. Why? V'atam neishu malachas mitzvah v'chovah yalav l'fichach afkish miskavin amos malachim lach acheres yesu b'shabes itiru chachomim kedei shaliyim na b'shum inyan b'kuach nefesh. They think it's part of the heter b'kuach nefesh. They don't want the guy thinking maybe I'm only doing this b'kuach nefesh because I want to get the gold underneath, and I'm not trying to. Maybe I'm not totally lishma, so I guess we take the Muslim. We tell shalol lishma, bal lishma. I guess in this case we would say, do it anyway, even though you're mechavim from lacha. Ultimately, we're trying to save lives. Save lives, even if your intention may not be the best, then you should still be doing it. Yes.
Then also a little bit different because here is supposed to be two distinct, lachos as it were, encapsulated in one physical action. Here, both the digging together, the person digging on the gold, the same malacha within the same action. It just happens to be, two different, physical goals. And because one of them is not here, so it's all encapsulated.
Yeah, so I think we'll have to read the Shulta Yivar in a minute, and we'll say, very good. Right, so that's what this was finished reading the Ran of Melechas Rishos, Chas V'Shalom, Zeu Shashinu Es Halosh and Vishami, the Gabi Tzvi Amru, Viniskavin little bado, vinoal bado vahatzvi. We got a tino of Viniskavin lahalos to ulahalos. It's part of the Niskavin, he thinks. Just the Samchum because they're similar. Not exactly the same. Okay, that's the famous machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba. Okay, the Rashba thinks mutter even if you miskavin for both. The Ran thinks it's also period, as long as you know it's there, if it's a psik ratio. Even if you're not mechavim for mehatmik, right? Mikotze la kotze, right? But the machriya beinayim is the shilta kiborim, who says the following, and he tries to explain a little bit. He says again, what's the heter going to be based on here? So this is os gemol in the shilta kiborim. Rash b'kosa aviv dvarav haran. Magid Mishnah Perek Yudok Shabbos Shem Hayodeya Kodem Shesogar Esa Pesach Shem Beis Otzvi. Even if he knew that it was there, it would still be Shem Mutter Liskar Beis Ov Lishmar Beis Ov Asviv Shem Socho Af Alpi Shayodeya Neila Nitzot Hasim Meila Uvelvad Shelo Yiskavin Lishmar Esa Livado Elishem Yiskavin Nami Lishmar Habayis. Right, v'aran v'aran pligi alei v'savik sheduah sheyesh lo tzvi b'bayis kodim sheyeno api sheyim eskavim l'shmir z'abayis. The other way, it's fully also. I feel like it's having klalot seder tzvi also. That's a psik reisha. V'hashtu l'divi aras v'nim tzvi l'meidin d'avak l'kayim l'm psik reisha oser. Ah, now he says, why is it not a psik reisha? This is where he's going. Haynu davka sheva oso maise da'ovid ha'psik reisha. Eino miskavein, the eino osa dvar heter imo. Normally in a psik ratio, you're not doing a dvar heter with it. Aval, imba oso ha psik ratio she osa. If together with the psik ratio itself, osa gamkein dvar heter imo, viskavein gam dvar heter, and he also has in mind for the heter. Oz afilu ovid psik reisha u'mechavin gamlo, he's arguing. Shari. Uve emes kikulo hizu V'anik kasafti b'chidushai d'chol ma'isa she'efshir laso zulas ha'psikresha oz afilu ovid oso ma'isa afilu b'psikresha shari ki lo mizavim laso b'psikresha v'erachti sham. That would be something else. So first he tries to explain the Rashba, which is quite difficult. It really is. What in the world is he talking about? He's saying something. I mean, he's saying as long as you're also mechaving for the heter. The problem isn't that. Every psikresha, right? Every psikresha you're mechaving for the heter. Go remita kitzav esasol, vashali eskavim lasas charit. And however, modesh in psikresha v'loyomos. Right? You had a drag. Nowhere in the Lament as Malachos is there any Yisr Bechlal being Gor or Mita Kisei V'Sassel. That's a Dvar Heter. Your goal there is to drag the Mita Kisei V'Sassel from one side of the field to the other. It is completely a Dvar Heter. The only thing which makes it a Dvar Yisr is the fact that the Psik Resha along the way you're going to be making a Charet. So what in the world are you talking about? So, apparently, the chiluk seems to be. What's that? I didn't say anything yet. I think this is what I thought. That it's like Havanah. So. These are my words now. The shiny zoo to miskaven after totsah to skiras dalas mishum shmiras abayis. The low rack mishum seva. In other words, normally this is going to be very ironic. This is going to be a very backwards way of thinking, because you would think when I think you were saying this before a little bit. No, you don't know that. Normally, the classic case is, I have in mind to drag something across the floor. So you drag something, period. And derech agav completely, it's going to make a charet. Now, let's say, gufa, I have two reasons for making a charet. Right? So would that be better or worse as a psik resha? I would have thought, if someone would have asked me, I would have thought it's worse, right? I would have thought that it would have made a lot of sense that it's worse. Right? Because there, I'm actually being mechavim for the Dvar Yisr. In a chanam, I'm also being mechavim to Dvar Heter Imo. But here, in our case, I'm being mechavim for the Dvar, for a Dvar Heter completely, and Dvar Yisr is happening kemat v'derek grama. It's almost happening without your involvement in it. Here, within the same totsav of closing your door, you're closing your door to protect your wallet, to protect your valuables. Not to catch the tzvi. It's not defined as defined. Right, it can't be defined as catching the speed. If we're defined by catching the speed, then there's no heter for that either. Right, we would define this action as a dvar heter. That's what apparently what he's saying. That's a chiddush also. That's a chiddush. Just to explain the words, that's what seems to have to be going on. And he seems to be making a chlal out of this. Not something limited to tzedah, as we'll talk about it. The Shulta Gevurim seems to be making a cloud. Right? That's explaining the Rashba. I have to check up. I saw it earlier today. I think the Meiri has a similar lashon. But check and didn't bring it. Maybe next time we'll mention it. I'll try to check the Meiri. I think I saw the Sefer HaKovetz on the Rambam. Aleph Vav says something a similar idea that the Mishkan ha'yirak totzah achas l'chein lo havi domir the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, you're doing something only for one purpose. Here, as long as it's another one, another purpose. See for Hakol Beitz if they're on the Rambam in the Frankel. However, there are numerous other achronim who understand that this is not the basis for this. Understand the Yerushalmi differently, maybe in the Rashba differently, that this is not at all something that could apply anywhere else. Don't try this at home. The Merkavas HaMishnah and Perek Yod Hilchos Shabbos, as well as the Avin HaOzel of Simsoli Aleph Halacha Hey, say that this Yerushalmi is very, very limited to the Malacha of Tzedah. You can't apply this anywhere else. This is something very unique going on here. I think the way that the way the Rabbi Azel says it is that part of the, we've seen in some of the other Malachas, for example, as Tosa says in Ayin Gimel, that Zomer is only Chayev Tzarech Le'etzim, right? If I'm pruning. So if I'm pruning to fix the tree, that's one thing. Fixing the tree is automatically going to be some type of Zoreya, Noteo, or Zoreya. It's going to be some type of planting. But how about in terms of Kotzer? Do I say every time I'm also take something off the tree, I'm Chayev Yishor because of cutting off the tree? He says, no, Zomer is only Chayev Tzarech Le'etzim, even though it's a Psik Reicha, and even if I don't hold the Torah Malachah Shein Tzvich L'Gufa, Tosu says there, still, the Geder of the Malachah of Zomer, and there are other Malachahs that are like this, the Geder of the Malachah of Zomer is only when I'm Tzarech Le'etzim. If I don't need it, then I didn't do anything at all. If I don't need the Eitzim, then I didn't take the Eitzim. I don't view it that way at all. So now, explains Rav Yisrael Zalman that I could say probably the same thing, and possibly the same thing in terms of Tzedah. In terms of Tzedah, how would I say it? The word of Tzedah Gufa is only, it will probably be why there's going to be all types of Tznoim in the Lach of Tzedah, that Varam should be Mino Nitzod, things which I want to hold on to. I want to use. So if part of the geder is trapping something in order to use it, so even though taka, at the end of the day, I may need these eitzim, I could use a deer. Deer is, if now you have a deer in your rishot, probably using it would be a good thing. It would be probably a psik ratio of the nechole, we would think. But gufa, part of the malacha here is to be able to be machabin for it. Tzedah is only tzedah if you. Tzedah is only tzedah if it's something that you plan on getting in the first place. The fact that you happen to now I have a deer in my house is not tzedah.
Yeah, both
components. A bit more of a chiddush. It's a bit more. It's harder to say if I want it. That's correct. I hear that. I'll go a bit further in explaining this. That is what I thought. I have to do a little bit more linguistic part of this. I always thought the word tzedah is probably the same shoresh or similar shoresh of the words below tzediyah. It's part of to ensnare. And part of the malacha gufa has to be when you're trying to get it. There's the Gemara is already going to tell you something which is easily going to happen is not really tzedah. Something sort of flows into your rishos. The Gemara says, animals which, what?
They can't walk, yeah.
Part of the goal is to actually, I mean, part of that just could be because they already are nitzod. But yeah, let's analyze that over there. But is it possible that it comes from the same word to be to sort of ensnare, and part of the maisa is more choshev here, and I have to be machaving for it. I have to be machaving for it in order to have the iser. For one of those reasons, you have to learn a little bit more about tzedah to understand that better. You would limit this to tzedah. This would have absolutely nothing to do with any area of, I guess, except for trapping animals. But that would, in terms of technology, in terms of anything that we're going to be talking about, in terms of motion detectors and light sensors and the chule. if you limit it to tzedah, then again it would have very, very relevant. Unless you find a parallel in some other malacha, right? Per se, it would be limited to tzedah, tzedah udi'ime, whatever the udi'ime would be. Huh? Zomer, right? Okay, it's a zomer. I guess all the cases of zomer, right? If every time you'd walk down the street, someone's tree would fall down and provide you with wood, then I guess it would be. I'm sure it will come to a day that that's going to happen. I mean, for some reason, you know, you walk down the street and. So if it's limited to tzedah, and that would be, again, not something that we could apply elsewhere. However, there's another angle which could be worked. Again, this could be specifically to tzedah, or this could be maybe we could move away a little bit and broaden and possibly broaden this heter. At least for these Rishonim, let's see whether we pass in this way. I'll have to talk about more within it. But there's a tshuva of the Oneg Yontif in Simen Chaf Beis, who tells us the following. That again, there's another aspect unique to tzedah, especially in this form. That typically, usually when I do a malacha, I'm going to build a house. Normally the way to build a house is, you know, you sit there with your stones and your materials and you actually build it on the makom of building. Or I have to sew something, I have to weave something, I'm weaving, where I'm weaving. Here, in terms of tzedah, it doesn't exactly work that way. In terms of tzedah, the tzvi is somewhere deep in my house. And I'm just simply doing a more or less an innocuous act on a door a distance away. I'm not relating to the Gof HaMalacha, to the davar that the malacha is being done on, to the cheftza, at all. I'm doing something over there, and derech agav, and my malacha is not somewhere else. The shiny, there's actually an oneg yontif. The shiny aydeni ilas beso, the eno malacha klal. Rak the yesh tzvi b'fnim the mashveyu the oseyu ketzeda. This is maybe another. It's closing the door per se is not a malacha. It's only the fact that derech agav there's a deer inside. That's what creates the malacha. The psik reisha havi davko k'sheha meisa shehu ose achshav I efsher lehasos b'li malacha shasura torah laasos b'shabbes. That a psik reisha is only when otherwise it would be impossible to happen on Shabbos. That's going to be a very important gather. The truth is, the Shilta Givorim Kamat already said that. We'll read it again. Maybe I'll read his words again. The Shilta Givorim at the end of it. First he said, I mean, I kind of left it, I read it quickly before just to sort of blur it. But again, the first he said was to try to imitate the Rashba. Since I'm doing Dar Heter Imo, that makes it Motero. It's very hard to explain. We gave a Hezber, albeit difficult. Then he continues. Ba'ani kasafti b'chidusha. This is the bottom line. I don't mean the bottom line in like the final, literally the bottom line on the page. T'chol maisla she'efshir lasos zulas ha'psik reisha. Oz afilu oven oso maisa afilu bipsik reisha shari kilomis kavin lasos bipsik reisha. Oh, in other words, what he's saying is that since this action that I'm doing doesn't automatically every single time entail bipsik reisha, closing the door is just simply closing the door. Just derech agav, the fact that in this situation there happens to be a deer inside is no. In this case, you're closing the door. Isn't just I'm closing the door, it also happens to be tzedah. Closing the door is still closing the door. Exactly, we'll give other examples. What? ksuvis, right?
What's together exactly? Because you could also say dragging.
Dragging, exactly. Excellent question. Excellent question. It's not going to be easy to define at all. At all. So it's not going to be easy to define. I'll just show you one question that the Ohne Yontov asked on himself. And we'll try to define more of this as a little bit as we go. Just with Mine, is just seemingly a case where this would, it seems to be a total coincidence in this case. The case where the Gemara is described in Paragalos of the Mila, the Sugya of Mila Bitzaras. The Sugya of Mila Bitzaras. Never a person has a Nega, Nega Saras, also Malcolm and Mila. And the clear of the Gemara whether or not he's allowed to perform the bris milah. Do I say the chalos? Why not? So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? What? Maybe I'm not even being over the assay. I'm being mechavim to do the mitzvah. Shouldn't be an issur at all." So the Gemara says, "No, even more the rosh shem and upsik reisha. It should be the rosh shem is mechavim on one hand. I'm not mechavim l'chisas beheres. Right? If the beheres were anywhere else in my body, I would leave it there." So yet the Gemara says I'm over. It's a psik reisha, albeit it seems to be of the Ohne Yontov. It seems to be a coincidence. Certainly, most people when they have a bris milah, there's usually not a problem with milah, but saras. Certainly, the definition of milah doesn't seem to include ksitzas saras, ksitzas negat saras. So elamai still seems to be a problem. So Ohne Yontov clarifies. It's a good word. It seems to be a good question. To which he says he wants the machalik between the gather of psik reisha in Hilchas Shabbos and elsewhere. Why? Because of Melechas Machshavas. In terms of Melechas Machshavas, it needs to be built in. In terms of Melechas Machshavas, it would need to be built in every single time. It's a good kasha on the entire year. So it's something which scenarios need to be thought about. So in the future, we'll try to, again, define this idea a little bit clearer. Hopefully, I'll give other examples of it and try. I don't know if we'll be able to pin it down exactly, but we'll maybe work to that a little bit. Derech agav, parenthetic, I thought that you could also be machalik to answer his kasha in a very different way. That the issue is not exactly because Shabbos is different by Mila B'Tzaras. The Mila B'Tzaras is very, very different in the case of Tzeda, based on what we started out a minute ago. So that's not as much a Derech Agav anymore. There, I am acting on the Mokom HaMila, which is also the act. I'm acting on the Mokom HaTzaras. It's not Derech Agav in the same way as in the case of Tzeda. In the case of Tzeda, there happens to be a Tzvi in my house. And I'm closing a door, which is a completely innocuous act.
Yeah,
Shilte Yiborim
saying it in general
all the time. The Shilte Yiborim.
Not just like Tzeda.
Let me put it this way. Even if he is, I'll read it again, but I think there's a way out of that too. Vanikos ha'ati l'chol ma'isa she'efshir laso zulas p'sik reisha oz afilu ovid osa ma'isa afilu p'sik reisha shari. I'm going to suggest that that type of p'sik reisha is more like ma'isa echad. The type of p'sik reisha is not one thing happening in Derech Agav, something else is happening. Ke'ilu, because this is a psik reisha, I'm cutting both. Because I'm doing a ma'isa on both. I am, you got what I'm saying? No. Moving back to some of our old discussions. That there are psik reisha, for example. A psik reisha when I'm combing my hair. We spoke about combing the rivash and combing one's hair. We have vadai things, where vadai hair is going to come out. So when I'm combing my hair and vadai hair is coming out, and hair is going to come out, that basically, especially when I want to clear and I want to make myself handsome, I want to fix my hair. Then, and the only way to do that was, we spoke about, by taking out the hair at that point. And at that point, it becomes so close together that your maisa itself is, ki'ilu your kavano was at that point, to cut your, ki'ilu your kavano was to do both. Right? Ki'ilu your kavano was to cut your, to beautify your hair, and by doing so, also cut off your hair at a certain point. And because there, you're actually relating to your hair. So I'm claiming that in that situation, it's not to be seen as two separate things. Together, that type of psik ratio is basically saying, no, I'm doing that also. I'm doing both. Here, I think combined with this additional svara, that I'm not actually relating to the deer, there is a derech agav. Automatically, it's a derech agav when I'm closing the door. Normally, when I close my door, I'm closing my house, period. The other thing is there is a tangent, a very big tangent. Very, very big deer. But af al pi chein, it's still not part of the etzem maisa that I'm doing. That's what I'm going to claim. I think that is a fundamental chilek to be made, which could help to answer that case. Similarly, again, the Shuas Yaakov says something along the same lines. The psik reisha havidachka ke'en hadirotze lachtoch harosh v'lo laharog es habehema. And I'll explain this a little bit more in a second. Avol ne'ilas habayis hav malach meleches heter elashin his damein hatzivis och habayis. Okay, basically, I am doing something which is per se it's bar heter, but this derech agav, the tzvi happens to be there. If you ask me, this is kind of the opposite of what we've been speaking about until now. Just put things in perspective a little bit. In the previous weeks, we spoke of, again, that Rivash and other marmakomos, which were hinting at that psik resha is when something happens derech agav. There's something which is like worse than a psik resha when it's maisa echad mamish. That we gave an example when something is that maybe that rivash, maybe we were bothered by the case of psik resha itself. Psik resha was almost chopping off the behemoth's head, the chicken's head, and having it not die. What do you mean? We were bothered by why is that a psik resha at all? That's maisa echad, should be malach hashem yisvich l'gufo, if anything. We were bothered by that. And achronim were bothered by that question. So we moved, we said whatever we said over then. Maybe the real pshat is, maybe psik resha gufa is closer to that type of idea. It's only going to need a psik resha when that maisa that I'm doing almost definitionally includes the second one. A grey ras gedolim, when I'm dragging a huge piece of furniture on grass, part of the definition of that maisa includes making a ditch. Even that case, that's a bit more of a chiddush to jump to there. The chiddush is that even that case is more like cutting off one's head, whereas it's ki'ilu viewed as maisa echad. However, in a case where we move, where it's not, they don't have it, they're not as intrinsically linked. It's happening as a derech agav. Which is, again, it's going to be harder to be mechalei between the Gorer. Once I do that, it's going to be harder to be mechalei between that and the Gorer Adam Mitzvah Ketzav Esafsal. But a way to do so is where I'm acting on a Dover Acher. That's a good way to, at least here, I'm acting, it's not Pashit, because when I'm dragging the furniture, I'm really acting on the furniture, but one could argue at least I'm acting on the Mukum of the ground also. I'm interacting between the furniture, the ground, mash enkein. In the case of the tzvi is distant, is a distance away, and certainly definitionally it doesn't have, closing the door, it doesn't have to, what I say, in this case, which happens to be mimiz damein, that's the way they put it, then I'd be cashing the deer. So he says other examples like that, the Chazon Yecheskel. I mean, a variation of the same idea again, but you could maybe again particularly limit this to tzedah. I particularly didn't like his raya, but there's a certain idea here within this that all of this is the Chalkas Yaakov. He says this. That all of tzedah is kimat a grama. It's only because it's continually there, and therefore it needs a higher standard of lachas machsheves, like Zohar Ruach Masayasa, he thinks. Therefore, it's more because I'm machaving for it, not derech agav. His raya, I think, is not a raya bechlal. His raya is, I think what he means derech agav, by the way, is that it's usually done. There may be rayas that tzedah is more nitan for this, better rayas than the one he's bringing. His raya is from the sugya in the sugya in Perek HaChovel. That if I lock somebody in a room, I'm pater from their sheves, from their time off from work, because sagar bias, let's go inish barona have a grama. I think there's a completely different issue, but they have the discussion of whether or not the individual can't work, that's a grama, the fact that he's caught there for the next 2 weeks. Fine, that's a grama, but the fact that if I actually did a maisa to close the door, that's a maisa gomer. It could be a maisa gomer. That's not a good rabbi. I don't think that's. But there are discussions already in pinning down what exactly is the maisa tzedah. Let's say I lay down a trap. The Tosis already in the first parak. That's Zion, I think it is Zion. If I lay down a trap and the trap and it takes a certain amount of interaction between myself and the animal going onto it, so even if the animal is not exactly, some cases of tzedah are literally where, you know, I grab hold of it. Fine, but very often it's more of an interaction of setting things up in a way that the trap's going to immediately, albeit not over a long period of time, within a certain gather. There may be room for more of an expansive gather for the malach of tzedah. More expansive than whatever the gidrei maisa would be in tzedah, maybe more expansive. And again, once if you would say that, that may open up for more of a room to need more of a malachas machsheves to be over for it. So again, Meir Hashem, next week we'll try to pick up with some more examples of this psik ratio, which is not a psik ratio. Thank you.